Now that you have explored Layer 1, which deals with physical signals, cables, and transmission media, it is time to move up one level in the OC model. Layer 2, called the data link layer, sits directly above the physical layer and adds the first layer of intelligence to raw bit transmission. While Layer 1 simply pushes electrical signals, light pulses, or radio waves from one point to another, Layer 2 is responsible for structuring those bits into meaningful units, controlling access to the shared medium, and ensuring that data reaches the correct device on a local network segment. Layer 2 in the OC model is fundamentally local. It governs communication within a single network segment, meaning between devices connected to the same switch or the same network segment. It does not concern itself with routing between different networks. That is the job of Layer 3. If you imagine a building with multiple floors, Layer 2 handles communication within one floor, while Layer 3 handles communication between floors. The two main responsibilities of Layer 2 are framing and addressing. Framing means packaging raw bits from the physical layer into structured units called frames. Addressing means identifying the source and destination devices using a physical hardware address called a Media Access Control Address, commonly known as a MAC address. What is a MAC address? A MAC address is a unique identifier permanently assigned to a network interface card, the physical hardware inside a device that connects it to a network. Every device that communicates on a network, computers, printers, smartphones, routers, switches, has at least one network interface card, and each of those cards has its own MAC address. A MAC address is 48 bits long and is written as six groups of two hexadecimal digits, separated by colons or hyphens. For example, 00:1A:2B:3C:4D:5E. The first three groups, the first 24 bits, identify the manufacturer of the network interface card. This portion is called the organizationally unique identifier. For instance, if a MAC address starts with 00:1A:2B, that prefix is registered to a specific manufacturer. The last three groups, the last 24 bits, are assigned by the manufacturer to uniquely identify each card. This structure means that, in theory, no two network interface cards in the world share the same MAC address. Important note for cybersecurity professionals: MAC addresses can be spoofed, meaning an attacker can configure their device to use a different MAC address than the one permanently assigned to their hardware. This is a known attack technique called MAC spoofing, and it can be used to bypass access controls that rely solely on MAC address filtering. The Ethernet protocol. Ethernet is by far the most widely used Layer 2 protocol for wired local area networks. It defines the rules for how devices share access to a network medium and how data is packaged into frames. Ethernet was originally developed in the 1970s and has evolved significantly since then, but its core principles remain the foundation of modern networking. Ethernet uses a mechanism historically called CSMA/CD, which stands for Carrier Sense Multiple Access with Collision Detection. In older shared Ethernet networks, using hubs instead of switches, multiple devices shared the same physical medium. If two devices transmitted simultaneously, a collision occurred and both had to retransmit. CSMA/CD defined how devices detected collisions and retried transmission. In modern switched Ethernet networks, each device has a dedicated point-to-point connection to the switch, so collisions are effectively eliminated. However, it is important to understand the original mechanism because it explains many design choices in Ethernet. Today, Ethernet operates at speeds ranging from 10 megabits per second, the original standard, to 100 gigabits per second and beyond in modern data centers. Despite these speed differences, the fundamental frame structure remains largely consistent. The Ethernet frame structure. An Ethernet frame is the structured packet of data that Layer 2 sends across a local network. Understanding its structure is essential for network analysis, troubleshooting, and cybersecurity work, particularly when using tools like Wireshark to capture and analyze network traffic. An Ethernet frame is composed of the following fields, in order: preamble, 7 bytes, a sequence of alternating ones and zeros, 10,100,1010 repeated, that allows the receiving network interface card to synchronize its clock with the incoming signal. This is a physical level synchronization mechanism and is sometimes considered part of Layer 1, but it is defined in the Ethernet standard. Start frame delimiter, 1 byte. A fixed sequence, 10,100,1011, that signals the end of the preamble and the beginning of the actual frame content. The receiving device knows that the next byte is the start of the destination MAC address. Destination MAC address, 6 bytes. The MAC address of the intended recipient of the frame. If this field contains FF:FF:FF:FF:FF, the frame is a broadcast frame, meaning it is addressed to all devices on the local network segment. Every device receives and processes broadcast frames. Source MAC address, 6 bytes. The MAC address of the device that sent the frame. This allows the receiving device and intermediate devices like switches to know who sent the frame. Ether type or length, 2 bytes. In modern Ethernet, IEEE 802.3 with Ether type, this field indicates which upper layer protocol is carried inside the frame. For example, the value 0x0800 indicates that the payload contains an IPv4 packet, and the value 0x0806 indicates an ARP, Address Resolution Protocol, message. This field is critical for correctly interpreting the payload and for protocol analysis and cybersecurity work. Payload, data, 46 to 1,500 bytes, the actual data being transported. This is typically a layer 3 packet, such as an IP packet. The minimum size of 46 bytes exists because Ethernet requires a minimum frame size of 64 bytes to support collision detection in older half-duplex networks. If the data is smaller than 46 bytes, padding is added. The maximum payload size of 1,500 bytes is called the maximum transmission unit, MTU. If a layer 3 packet is larger than 1,500 bytes, it must be fragmented before being encapsulated into Ethernet frames. Frame check sequence, 4 bytes. A cyclic redundancy check value calculated by the sender over the entire frame content. The receiver recalculates this value and compares it to the one in the frame. If they match, the frame is considered intact. If they differ, the frame has been corrupted in transit and is discarded. This mechanism provides error detection, but not error correction, at layer 2. How switches use MAC addresses. Switches are the primary layer 2 devices in a modern network. Unlike hubs, which blindly forward all data to every connected port, switches are intelligent. They maintain a MAC address table, sometimes called a content addressable memory table or forwarding table, that maps each known MAC address to the switch port through which that device is reachable. When a switch receives an Ethernet frame, it reads the destination MAC address and checks its MAC address table. If the address is known, the switch forwards the frame only to the correct port. If the address is unknown, the switch floods the frame to all ports except the one it arrived on, which is called unknown unicast flooding. Over time, the switch learns the MAC addresses of connected devices by observing the source MAC addresses of incoming frames and recording which port they arrived on. This process is important for cybersecurity. An attack called MAC flooding involves sending a huge number of frames with different fake source MAC addresses to a switch, filling its MAC address table to capacity. Once full, the switch can no longer learn new addresses and begins flooding all traffic to all ports, effectively behaving like a hub. An attacker connected to the switch can then capture traffic intended for other devices. This is one reason why switch security features like port security, limiting the number of MAC addresses allowed per port, are important in secured environments. The Address Resolution Protocol and its role at Layer 2. IP addresses, Layer 3, and MAC addresses, Layer 2, serve different purposes, but they must work together. When a device wants to send data to another device on the same local network, it knows the destination IP address but needs to determine the corresponding MAC address to build the Ethernet frame. This mapping is performed by the Address Resolution Protocol. The Address Resolution Protocol works as follows. The sender broadcasts a special frame to all devices on the local network asking who has IP address 192.168.1.10. Tell me your MAC address. The device with that IP address responds with its MAC address. The sender then stores this IP to MAC mapping in a local cache called the ARP cache, so it does not need to ask again for a period of time. From a cybersecurity perspective, the Address Resolution Protocol is notoriously vulnerable. Because it is stateless and trusting, any device can send an unsolicited ARP reply claiming to be the owner of any IP address. This attack is called ARP poisoning or ARP spoofing. An attacker can use this technique to redirect network traffic intended for another device, such as the network gateway, to their own machine. This is a classic man-in-the-middle attack at Layer 2, and tools like Wireshark can be used to observe and analyze such attacks. Broadcast, unicast, and multicast at Layer 2. Ethernet supports three types of frame transmission at Layer 2. Unicast, the frame is addressed to a single specific device using its MAC address. Only the intended recipient processes the frame. Broadcast, the frame is addressed to FF:FF:FF:FF:FF:FF and is delivered to all devices on the local network segment. Broadcasts are used by protocols like the Address Resolution Protocol. Excessive broadcasts can degrade network performance, which is why networks are divided into smaller segments using routers, which do not forward Layer 2 broadcasts. Multicast, the frame is addressed to a special multicast MAC address and is delivered only to devices that have joined a specific multicast group. Multicast is used by protocols like certain video streaming or routing protocols. Layer 2 and cybersecurity relevance. Understanding Layer 2 is essential for penetration testers and security analysts. Many attacks occur at this layer and can have devastating effects on a network because they undermine the trust assumptions made by higher-level protocols. Key Layer 2 attacks include MAC spoofing, changing a device's MAC address to impersonate another device, bypassing MAC-based access controls. MAC flooding, overwhelming a switch's MAC address table to force it to broadcast all traffic, enabling passive eavesdropping. ARP poisoning, or ARP spoofing, sending forged address resolution protocol replies to redirect traffic through an attacker's machine, enabling man-in-the-middle attacks, credential interception, and traffic modification. VLAN hopping, exploiting misconfigured switch trunk ports to access traffic from VLANs, virtual local area networks, that should be isolated. Although VLANs are a Layer 2 segmentation mechanism, a misconfigured switch can allow an attacker to bypass this segmentation. When conducting authorized penetration tests, tools like Wireshark allow you to capture and inspect Ethernet frames in real time, examine MAC addresses, identify broadcast storms or ARP anomalies, and detect potential attacks or misconfigurations at Layer 2. Summary of key Layer 2 concepts. Layer 2, the data link layer, is responsible for structuring raw bits into frames, addressing devices using MAC addresses, and ensuring reliable frame delivery within a local network segment. Ethernet is the dominant Layer 2 protocol for wired networks. An Ethernet frame contains a destination MAC address, a source MAC address, an Ether type field, a payload carrying upper layer data, and a frame check sequence for error detection. Switches use MAC address tables to intelligently forward frames only to the correct port. The address resolution protocol bridges Layer 3 IP addresses and Layer 2 MAC addresses but is inherently vulnerable to spoofing attacks. Understanding these mechanisms is foundational for any cybersecurity professional, as many real-world attacks exploit weaknesses at this layer.